entitled The Gospel in Seven Words from the Cross by an Unknown Christian. And he begins this little book of devotional pieces by referring to what he calls as the blind watchers at the cross. And he bases his first address on a little verse, little expression in Matthew 27 and verse 36, where it tells us about the people at Calvary that sitting down, they watched him there. Those four soldiers first thought about their own perks. The simple garments worn by the Saviour, woven doubtless by the loving hands of his mother. Then they see to their own comfort. And then they watch him there. The Lord Jesus, an apparently helpless victim, nailed to a cross of wood. It was not the first time he had been watched. The Pharisees had watched him to see if he would heal on the Sabbath day. The chief priests had watched him that they might take hold of his words. And now the four rough soldiers and others standing by watched him. They watched him, yet how little they saw. Hardly one of all the crowd that surged to and fro or stood afar off watching knew that this was the greatest spectacle ever witnessed in the history of the world. There never was an event of greater moment, or one on which so much depended. But the gaping crowds, the callous soldiers and the pitiless priests only saw three men on three crosses, nothing more. Blind watchers. Yet eternal issues were being wrought out, and by his death, Christ was throwing the gate of everlasting life open to all believers. By that death, he was satisfying the righteous claims of God's holy law. In that death, he was bearing, taking away the sin of the world. His foes watched him there. May we, his friends, presume to do the same? May we take hold of his words for our own comfort and for our consolation? Sitting down, they watched him there. And we too are going to watch him again. And as we watch, let us remember that when Christ went to Calvary, angels and archangels were gazing in rapt absorption at that wondrous sight. They watched him there. For these, says Peter, are the things that the angels desire to look into. And millions of his followers look back upon that death with deepest gratitude and thanksgiving. The soldiers watched him there. What? And if their eyes had been opened, it was a spectacle for angels and for men, and we too would watch him there. And we seem to hear the voice of the Lord calling to us today, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground, and I am come down to deliver thee. Lord Jesus, we watch, we worship, and we adore thee. And I hope that's true of all of us that come to God's house today. If you're here in the house of God today and you've never truly been saved from the power of your sins, well, then the Lord issues this warning to you. If you're determined to remain in that condition, regardless of all the appeals that the Holy Ghost makes to your conscience, it would be a dangerous, yea, a damning thing for you to take the elements that are set before you. He that eateth and drinketh, says the Bible, unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself.